该约书亚记第十三章。
We should be at Joshua chapter 13.
我们来读第一节。
Let's read verse 1.
约书亚记第十三章第一节。
Let's read chapter 13, verse 1 of the book of Joshua.
翻到的时候我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
二三，请。耶稣亚的年纪老迈，耶和华对他说：“你年纪老迈了，还有许多未得之地。”这个是当耶稣亚年纪老迈的时候，耶和华对他说的话。
This is the word spoken to him by the Lord as Joshua aged.
当我们从前面看到他征战了，一直征战，一直征战。
We saw before this that he went war after war.
我们看到耶稣亚也没有稍作休息。
We didn't see Joshua taking any rest.
但是仍然有许多未得之地。
Yet there's still many areas to be taken over.
你让我看到这段圣经章节的时候
，When I see this verse，
就内心一直在反思这句话。
My inside of me, I reflected on this verse.
到底对我说什么
？What is it saying to me？
虽然当时是耶和华跟这个耶稣亚所讲的话。
Even though it was spoken to Joshua by the Lord.
但这句话竟然写在这里面，就是要告诉我们，到底我们的生命里面有哪一些是未得之地。
So since this is written here, it's for us to reflect how much in our lives is still need to be taken or changed.
整本圣经里面有哪一些话语你是比较少仔细读过的？
So how many verses in the Bible that you don't read as often?
有哪一些这个卷书是你比较喜欢读的
？What are some of the books that are your favorites？
66卷书里面，我们有多少未得之地
？So in 66 books, how many areas we still have not taken over？
如果在圣经方面，你的未得之地是在哪里
？So in the Bible, it talks about what's the area that you have not taken over yet？
我们首先讲圣经的知识方面。
Let's start with the knowledge of the Bible。
主啊，我信主。半年来
Lord, I've been a believer for 6 months.
对于这句话给我的这个未得之地到底在哪里
So for me, this large area to be taken over, where are they?
或是我信主三年来或是十年来
Maybe I've been a believer for 3 years or 10 years.
我对整本圣经的知识的概括我的未得之地在哪里
So as far as the knowledge and how much I understood, where are those areas?
我想这个是应该给我们一个很深的一个反思。
I believe this is a very deep reflection for each one of us.
不但是圣经的知识方面
，Not only in the knowledge of the Bible，
真理的层面
，and also the truth themselves。
神很明显的写在圣经上要给我们的旨意跟应许。
The Bible has word of God and the promises of God written in them。
如果我们没有从很明显的旨意里面去遵循神的旨意
，If we don'tobey the will of God that are very obvious.
我们很难得明白什么叫做神特殊的应许在我们个人身上。
Then it's hard for us to understand what are special promises on each one of us from God.
因为神绝对是不会跨越式的。
Because God would not transgress.
是道路。
It's a path.
这个道路就是怎么样单数的。
Meaning it's a single way.
你必须要经过他这一关，他才能够把特殊的应许给你。
Because you have to go through this before he can give you the special promise.
因此呢，神的旨意、圣灵的恩膏在我们身上有多少，我们还没有得着的。
So much should be taken over from God's promise and also the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
那真理给我们在里头的时候，当耶稣基督还未再来之前，我们还有多少的地方还没开拓
？So how much area we still have not expanded or discovered?Of the promises in us before Jesus Christ comes again.
那么更应该讲我们在教会里面我们的小组
We should talk about our cell groups in the church.
就在我们的生活当中
In our living, daily living.
我们这小组里面的人
And the people in the cell groups.
光我们这小组里面的人我们有多少的还没有去跟他做一对一的那种经历的交谈
How many people in the cell group who still have not had gone deep into one-to-one sharing about their lives.
如果你发现说，哎呀，我的小组里面都有已经在做连结的一堆，那你的区里面呢
？So you may think that your cell groups already have one-to-one connection, but how about your district?
小组长跟小组长之间的一种经历里面的交通
about the cell group leaders, do they have communications or connections?
Yeah, 怎么样一对一怎么样让弟兄姐妹复兴起来？
How to have connections one to one so that the brothers and sisters can be revived?
怎么样去培养下一代的人，使他能够成长起来
？How to rear up the next generation so they can rise up?
这一方面，生活上面我们有多少位的弟兄
？There's still many needs to be taken over in our daily lives.
当然，我也是在思考我们还有多少位的弟兄。
So I'm still considering how many large areas we have still take over.
其实最近圣灵很大的责备我。
The Holy Spirit recently rebuked me greatly.
特别是我到儿童教会去的时候。
Especially when I went to the children's ministry.
其实在去年到今年以来，我已经看了大概将近快两年的时间。
Since the past year and now it's almost 2 years that I've been looking over.
其实我一直在思考。
I've been thinking about this.
都求神智慧给我们如何帮助我们能够越过。
I ask God for wisdom, so help us to cross over.
有一次我看到一个姐妹。
One time I saw a sister.
她就礼拜五来。
She came on a Friday.
她以前是礼拜天、礼拜五都来。
She used to come on Friday and Sunday.
后来就礼拜五来。
And then she started coming on Fridays.
我就很好奇问她。
So I was curious and asked her.
礼拜天怎么没有看你来？
How come I don't see you on Sundays?
说。我的孩子在儿童教会里面不习惯。
She said because my child was not accustomed to this children ministry.
她讲得很客气啊。
She was very polite.
不习惯。
She was not used to.
那事实上我就跟她讲，哦，你是不是觉得你的孩子到教会里面，在儿童教会里面，在五六年级的那当中，你没有办法看到你的孩子有敬拜。
Do you see because of your child in fifth and sixth grade that you don't see the worship of the children?
一二三年级很好，都在前面里面敬拜。
So when they're in the first, second, third grade, they actually are doing well in worship.
以前他们敬拜，但是五六年级后就不敬拜了。
So in the beginning, they will worship, but after when they get in fifth or sixth grade, they stop worshiping.
因为五六年级的人敬拜成为异类，你懂吗
？So in the fifth, sixth grade, when they start worship, they
become, 我看了我很伤心
，and I become very sad.
包括我儿子与儿子在里面
，including my child in the group.
因为五六年前面小孩子的时候会像唱诗歌，到了长大以后，他们唱诗歌觉得是一种羞辱。
So as they got older, they think that the singing the hymns is a shame.
因为同年级的没有人唱歌啊。
Because people their age do not sing hymns.
我只要能够安安静静坐在那个地方打 game 的话，已经算不错了。
They think that
你干扰别人嘛。
If they think that they can just sit there and play their games quietly, that is pretty good.
那么孩子呢，想说啊，父母亲带他到家里来，我们又不能强制你不能带 game 给他在教会里面。
So as parents, I feel that they cannot force them not to bring the games to church.
这样子的话，我又好像会太严苛了一点。
They thought that maybe that was too harsh for them.
但是呢，他讲得很客气，他不习惯，被他带到别的教会去。
So this sister was very polite, that they weren't used to, so they brought the child to another church.
我看了，我觉得责无旁贷，未得之地。
So I felt very sad, and this is a large area that we cannot take over yet.
教会在成长的过程当中，我们有没有共同经营那未得之地
？So as the church is growing, are we cultivating those land that need to be taken over?
所以今天我们求神帮助我们去看见这个问题。
I ask the Lord today to help us to look at this problem.
今天就决定要召开这个儿童教会里面所有的这个师资里面一起来开这个会。
So I decided we're going to have a meeting of all the people in the children ministry.
不是用方法。
It's not my method.
是求神给我们智慧，怎么样帮助这一群小孩。
But I ask God to give us wisdom to help you help this group of children.
让他们不要成为中间一个空窗期。
So that there is not a gap in them.
让他们从小到一直到青少年这一段路程里面，都有神的慈爱与他们同在。
That they have God's loving kindness among them from the beginning of their time to the high school time.
我们强调在大堂里面的敬拜的恩膏。
We emphasize the anointing of the worship in the main sanctuary.
那这些儿童呢？
How about these children?
我们更应该有更多的人去配合做一些辅导的工作。
We should have people who are willing to sacrifice to be involved in the ministry.
当然，都会牺牲到你在主日主堂里面的一个敬拜跟赞美。
Of course, it involves sacrifice of your Sunday school time and also worship in the sanctuary.
但是你可以早点来。
But you can come a little earlier.
或者晚上再来。
It may be come at night.
一样有神的同在。
There's God's presence at that time.
如果我们真的有许多未得之地。
So we still have many large areas to be taken over.
14:7-9
里面。In chapter 14, verse 7,
我们看到一个很有 名的这个加勒。
We see this famous Caleb.
当他窥探这一个啊，这一个啊，这个加底斯啊，巴啊巴尼亚。
So when he was at Kadesh Barnea,
在那个地方有亚纳人，亚纳族人。
There are people of, who were Canaanite, who were Anakites there.
那么亚耶稣亚跟加勒是一个非常重要的一个领袖。
Joshua and Caleb were very important leaders.
当四十年过后，已经八十岁的时候。
When he was 80 years old, after 40 years of passed,
虽然年纪已经有一点大了，
even though his age was advanced,
信心仍然往前走，
his faith was still moving forward.
给我们看到，年纪虽然老迈，
we see that even though they are advanced in age,
不是为的是自己就啊留给下一辈子人，
they wouldn't say that this man is to be left behind for the next generation.
最近我很注意中国大陆这一个两会开会的时候。
I was paying a lot of attention to Chinese assembly of two parties.
觉得一个外邦人的总理，他都能够讲到说，我要把这个做好，不留给下一代。
I heard that the prime minister of a foreign country said that they want to leave the work to the younger generation.
做这些事情绝对不会得到一些喝彩。
That they would not receive any honor for this kind of work.
因为第一个经济就要往后萎缩。
Because the economy is going downward.
做的总是吃力不讨好的。
Whatever they did, they feel they could not please people.
但确实是该做，不能去不面对的。
But they still have to do it, even though they cannot run away from it.
我们不需要到最后一年才做。
But they didn't have to wait until the last year to do it.
我们看到未得之地的时候，我们就想到加勒跟耶稣亚，他们有心中圣灵跟一个心智。
So when we talk about the land that's still being taken over, we think about Caleb who's
has 就是紧紧地抓住神的应许，专心地跟随他。
He grabbed onto the promise of God and wholeheartedly followed the Lord.
我们看到这一个啊，英国有一个很有名的宣教士到非洲里面去传福音。
We remember a famous English minister who went to Africa to do missionary work.
他是一个历史学家。
He was a historian.
他成为宣教士。
He became a missionary.
很多的这一个非洲的路线图以及很多的一些叙述都是他写出来的。
A lot of exploration in Africa was described by him.
他到最深的一个地区里面，到那个地方去做宣教的工作。
He went to some of the depths of Africa to do the missionary work.
他的名字叫李文斯顿。
His name is Leiston.
那他这一个人呢，他很多非洲的名的道路都用他命名。
So a lot of path in Africa used his name.
他说他要死在非洲。
He said he wanted to die in Africa.
他的墓碑写了一个很重要的一个名称。
And on his stone, there's something written on it.
其实我每一次参加追思礼拜以后，我很喜欢去看墓碑。
So after memorial service, I often will go to look at memorial.
看看人家墓碑写什么。
See what's written on tombstones.
大概就知道这一个人。
And you really know a little bit about the person.
后代对这一个人的那种思念。
Or maybe the memorial of the people present of them that already gone on.
那么李文斯顿他自己讲说，他死掉了以后，他的墓碑他已经想好了要写什么。
So this missionary already thought about what he wanted to have on his tombstone.
他只有短短的几个字。
Only a few words.
他说：“原来基督的爱激励我。”
He said, "Really, the love of Christ compelled me."
意思就是说，如果不是基督的爱，
If it wasn't for the love of Christ,
他什么都不能做。
He could not do anything.
原来基督的爱激励我。
Because the love of Christ compelled him.
那如此是谦卑的一个人。
He was such a humble person.
他就能够很多未得之地，他能够领受到。
So a lot of large areas he was able to reach, be able to take over.
如果我们这圣经我读了十几遍了，大概都懂。
So maybe some of us have read the Bible 10 times and understand everything.
你就不明白什么叫原来基督的爱激励。
Can you really not understand what the love of Christ compels me?
太多不懂，而太多还没有领受到。
Many still don't quite understand and have not also received.
于是呢，在第十四章第十一节里面。
So in chapter 14, verse 11.
加勒里讲了一段话。
And here Caleb said something.
好，我们来读这一段话。
Let's read this verse here.
二战请。我还是强调，像摩西打发我去的那天一样，无论是征战、出入，我的力量那时如何，现在还是如何。 这个征战是特殊的。
So this battle is very special.
征战是特别的生活。
This battle means a special type of life.
那么出入呢是平常的生活。
To go out and go in is a daily living.
无论是特别的生活是平常的生活。
So is it when it's a special life or just daily living?
加勒说我还是一样。
He said he was the same.
那力量如何现在还是如何。
How strong he was is the same as today.
因为基督的爱激励他。
Because the love of Christ compelled him.
神给他的意向跟方向他没有改变。
So the vision and the direction God gave him was not changed in him.
他知道那力量是主加给他的。
He knew that the strength was added to him by the Lord.
他更知道那恩典是够他用的。
He knew that the grace was sufficient for him.
所以加勒并不是靠自己的力量去攻取那个希伯伦。
So Caleb did not use his own strength to capture Hebron.
他很谦卑地讲一句话。
He humbly said,
或者耶和华与我同在。
May the Lord be with me.
我就把他们赶出去。
As the Lord helped me, I will be able to drive them out, as he said.
那么他并不是有思考怀疑的那个这个话语。
He did not have any word of doubt.
因为他知道他80年来的专心跟随主。
Because he knew about 80 years of wholeheartedly following the Lord.
如果他自己哦，我是八十年来很专心的跟随主。
He said, "Oh, I follow the Lord wholeheartedly 80 years."
这不是他自己讲的。
It's not something he said.
这是神肯定他的话语。
It's actually something that the Lord affirmed of him.
加勒有一个心智，就是专一的跟随主。
Caleb had a spirit that is to follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
这是神向我们讲，加勒有这个心智。
It's actually said to us from God, from the Lord.
并不是他自己讲，我这几年来我那么专心跟随主。
It's not that he said of himself that he wholeheartedly followed the Lord.
自己肯定跟被神肯定是不一样的。
To affirm yourself is different from affirmed by God.
你从这一段的话语里面去看到，或者耶和华与我同在，不是表示他怀疑。
So here he said the Lord helping me is not that he was doubting.
如果没有神肯定他那一段话语，
If God did not affirm him,
啊，我们做看看吧，或许耶和华与我们同在。
You say, well, let's try. Maybe the Lord will help us.
因为加勒他被神肯定。
Because Caleb was affirmed by God.
这一段话我们的解释就是他的谦卑。
So the way we explain this is that this is humility.
15:18.
So in chapter 15,
我们看到这个加勒他有一个很好的一个女儿。
Now we saw that Caleb has a great daughter.
叫亚萨。
Her name is Aksa.
那么这个亚萨呢，这个她嫁过去的时候
，When Aksa got married,
她跟她的父亲呢欠她丈夫向她父亲求一块田。
So she asked her father for a field.
那么这个呢，她说求你赐福给我，既把我有田地了，但要水啊。
So he asked him to give her a land, but also needs water.
他的父亲就把上泉跟下泉赐给他。
So Caleb gave her the upper and lower springs.
我们神既然要我们得应许之地，
If God wants us to receive the promised land,
主啊，你既然要我得应许之地，求你加添力量给我。
Lord, since you want to give me the promised land, please give me strength.
这一个是怎么样？一个很明白神心意的。
This is a clear.Understand God's mind.
主啊，这是既是你要让我得的应许之地。
Lord, since this is the land you want me to receive,
求你加力量给我。
May you give me strength.
那有一大的问题，就是说这个不是神要给你的应许之地。
So a lot of problem has to do with this is not the land that God wants to give you.
你自己想要的。
This is something of yourself.
然后呢，以为是神要给你的。
You think that it's from God.
因为我们自己想要蒙蔽了我们的思这个悟性。
Because this what we want has blinded our thinking.
我们就误以为这是神要给我们的应许之地。
And we mistake it for the promised land.
拼命在那个地方摇动主的手。
And we try so hard to shake the Lord's hand.
那神力量没给你。
And God did not give you any strength.
你就用你的自信心以为是神给你的力量。
You use your own self-confidence as if it's.
凡是凭信心嘛。
Strength from the Lord, you say it's by faith.
产生的那种自信心。
This is a self-confidence.
那么你就看到。
You see.
这一个呢是失败的开始。
This is the beginning of failure.
所以当我们看到整个十五章里面亚萨里面的生命的经历跟生活的经历。
So we can see that what happened to Aksa in her life in the daily living.
他生命的经历里面，生活需要神真正的供应。
So in her life, that she needs true promise from God.
生命的经历已经得了一块田地。
In her life, she already received a land.
他需要那上权跟下权给他浇灌那田地。
She needs the upper and lower springs to fatten the land.
应许之地需要刚强壮胆的心去领受。
So the land requires a heart of strength and courage to receive.
要不然应许之地永远荒废在那个地方。
Otherwise, the promised land become a desolate place.
神要给我们的，我们仍然没有办法得到。
So what God wants to give us, we still are not able to receive.
十六章里面第四节。
In chapter 16, verse 4,
约瑟的儿子马拉西以法莲就得了他的地。
So Manasseh and Ephraim, the descendants of Joseph, received their inheritance.
这一个是约瑟的儿子，两个儿子。
These are two sons of Joseph.
他两个儿子，他成约瑟成为一个长子的位分。
Because two sons of Joseph has received the birthright as a firstborn.
那么这个马拉西跟这个以法莲应该得到这个地业的时候，应该更加的珍惜他长子位分。
So when Manasseh and Ephraim received this land of inheritance, they should treasure this land even more.
我们一直在看到以色列他们的长子的位分在转移。
We see that the first born of Israel start to change.
从流变开始转完到这个什么约瑟来。
From Reuben to Joseph.
从约瑟呢，最后转到什么样？转到犹大来。
Then from Joseph to Judah.
为什么会这样子
？Why?
不看重神给他的位分。
Because they despise the birthright that God gave them.
约书亚记第十六章里面就给我们看到第十节。
So in chapter 16 in verse 10,
他们没有赶出住在基色的迦南人。
They did not dislodge the Canaanites living in Gezer.
迦南人却住在以法莲中间。
To this day, the Canaanites live among the people.
成为苦工的仆人直到今日。
But are required to do forced labor.
我们看到就是说这个以法莲。马拉西呢未征服的诚意。
We saw that the Manasseh and Ephraim because of the benefit of forced labor
没有完全照神的方法把他们赶出去。
Did not drive them out according to the way of the Lord.
没有把他们赶出去的原因。
The reason they did not drive them out
并不是他们没有能力。
It's not because they did not have power.
是他不再照神的方法而照自己的方法。
Because they did not do according to the Lord but do according to themselves.
看重自己的意念过于神的意念。
They look at their own thoughts over God's thoughts.
夏娃就是因为看重自己的意念被蛇引诱，以至于呢不听神的话去吃那分别善恶的果子。
Eve did not think about God's thought, but rather her own, and so was deceived by the serpent and ate the fruit from the tree of knowledge of evil. 一个基督徒
败落的开始就是不完全相信神的话。
The beginning of corruption of one's life is not believing or doubting the word of God.
你用自己的方式，觉得这样比较好。
They use their own way, thinking that it's a better way.
以至于呢，我们就看见那一个长子的位分呢，就渐渐的消失。
So we see that the birthright of firstborn started to disappear.
那么最后呢，圣经给这个以法莲呢，讲了一个很重要的一句名言。
So there was a very famous verse about Ephraim.
他说他是一个没有翻过的饼。
So it's an unturned bread.
什么意思知道吧？哈
，You know what that means?
没有翻过的饼就是后面已经怎么样，熟透了，已经焦掉了。
So meaning that the back is already overcooked. And
上面还没熟。
But on the top is still not cooked yet.
就是一头热的意思。
Meaning that just hot-headed.
热到焦了不能吃。
To the point that it's not eatable.
那么这一个怎么样？这一个上面也不能吃。
So even the top is not edible.
你的中间有没有熟我就不知道了。
So what is it's a cook in the
middle? 中间熟
了
也是有焦味吧。
So even it's cooked in the middle, there should be some smell charred.
变成是这一个没有翻过的饼。
Meaning that the bread may not be flipped over.
他在某一些事情上是极为热心的。
You think that the certain things that they have a lot of zeal.
所以极为热心的人呢、啊，我们有时候要怎么样，像配头一样拉住我们的。
So for some people who have a lot of zeal, we need to sort of rein them in.
热心的时候不要按照我们自己的观念而热心。
We should not have a zeal in our own ways.
为神的国度大发热心，我们要看到真是为神的国度，还是有自己的己意在里头。
So when we have a lot of zeal for the kingdom of God, we need to look at whether it's with our own desires or not.
这个是从耶稣雅第十六章给我们看到的。
This is what Joshua 16 shows us.
我们基督徒必须要在神的道路指引里面。
So that we as Christians must walk in the way of the Lord.
我们一定要把神的话语完全的听进去。
We need to completely listen in and receive the word of God.
我们不可以容让那一些神不许可的事情在我们的生命当中。
We should not allow any things that God doesn't want in our lives.
以至于呢，我们成为这个以法莲里面的那一种本来有长子的位分。
So we might not become like Ephraim, who supposedly have the birthright of the firstborn.
却呢，慢慢的失去了应该有长子的位分。
And gradually lost this birthright as the firstborn.
盼望整个这个耶稣雅记给我们有一个很好的提醒。
I hope that this book of Joshua will give us a great reminder.
盼望我们也能够好好的阅读神的话语。
That we can truly study the word of God day and night.
未得之地到底有多少？
And how much land still needs to be taken over?
哎呀，在这个小组里面，我们的未得之地还有多少
？And how much untaken land still in the cell group?
在整个教会里面，那个未得之地还有多少
？How about in the church, the land still needs to be taken over?
求圣灵用光来光照我们。
May the Holy Spirit give us use light to enlighten us.
我们就能够看见。
And we can see.
那很多的未得之地。
That is still many large areas to be taken over.
当神还让你看到你的未得之地的时候
，When God lets you see the many areas it seems to be taken over.
虽然我们看到这句话没有太严苛的责备
，Even though does not carry a very strict rebuke.
但也绝对不是褒扬
，But it doesn't mean it's permissive.
看到了表示什么？神还给耶稣雅机会
，So it means that it meant that God was still giving Joshua a chance.
我们看神还是给他有机会
God still gave him a chance
神如果让你看到未得之地的时候表示我们的生命成长的空间还很大
So when God lets you see the untaken areas that means that there's still a large area in your growth
我们还有未得之地
We still have a lot of large areas to be taken over
虽然现在最近我们的教会这个位置都做得满满的
Even though in our church recently the seats are almost completely filled
已经要搬椅子到左边右边去坐了
And we need chairs on the sides of the aisles.
但是中间还有一些细的空位。
But in the midst, there's still empty spaces.
是可能要等人放包包的。
Or maybe for people to put down their bags.
啊，因为包包放，名贵包包放在地上好像不太好。
Maybe their name brand bags are not good to put on the ground.
他大概认为大堂的地毯不常洗的样子。
Maybe they think that the carpets are dirty in the main sanctuary.
那很多的空位。
There's still a lot of empty spaces.
楼上还是有一些空位。
Also upstairs still empty spaces.
表示呢还有未得之地。
Means that there's still areas to be taken.
过一年后呢，我们教会整个盖好了以后，外面的围墙 enclosure 起来以后，就往外扩了。我告诉你，还有更多的未得之地。
So after 1 year, when the enclosure around the church is built up and expanded outside,
几年后了，我们可能已经把这个外墙给它做好了，都做满了。
So Maybe in a few years, all those seats will be filled.
你把墙拆掉还是做不满，
so,
对不对
？If you take that down, the walls still cannot be filled. Cannot be
做满不代表我们已经得到应许之地了。
Just because it's filled doesn't mean that we have received the land of promise.
只要还有许多的人没有信耶稣，就还有许多未得之地。
As long as there are still many people who do not believe in Jesus, there are still many areas to be taken.
求圣灵用光引导我们。
May the Holy Spirit use light to guide us.
一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣
，Lord Jesus，
求你光照我们。
You give us light.
让我们知道我们内心当中还有许多的未得之地。
So in our hearts we can still know what areas need to be taken over.
或许是神你的话语，我们有许多的未得之地。
Maybe in your words there are still many areas need to be taken over.
或许是真理方面，我们还有许多去未得之地。
Maybe in your truth, there are still many areas to be taken over.
不管是在我们的生活上，我们的经历上。
So maybe it's in our lives or in our experience.
求主你光照我们。
Lord, may you give us light.
让我们有加勒的那一颗心智。
That we have the spirit of Caleb.
去领受那未得之地。
To receive the land that still needs to be taken over.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.